Not me, not Hermione.
Hi, I'm Neha.
Hi, I'm Afreen.
Welcome to Hermione Diaries.
Welcome to episode 8, Neha. This is a podcast where we read and react to Draco and Hermione fan fiction.
Yay.
What's today's episode?
It's on Apple Pies and Other Amends by To Eat a Peach.
To Eat a Peach.
What a cute
name.
I know. Also, I can't believe this is our eighth episode. 4 plus 4.
8.
Yeah. We're going to make what Hermione made.
We're going to make one of the things Hermione makes. In case it's not clear with the title.
Hermione's a baker.
There's a lot of food.
What can a bakery?
What is that from?
It's where, like, Harry Styles, when he auditioned for X Factor.
Oh my God.
And he worked at a bakery. So then Simon was like, what do you do? And he's like, I work in a bakery.
Oh, wow.
And then he's like, what do you do in the bakery? And he goes, I like serve. And that's where, like, the TikTok sound comes from.
Wow.
That's why people are like, what do you do in the bakery? And they go, I like serve. Like, I like serve.
I serve.
An outfit.
Yep. Yep. This is actually a 2-part podcast. One is Hermione. 2 is little pop culture lessons from Neha.
From you too.
I have no pop. All of my pop culture that I know is because of you. It's been a hellish week. Yeah. We're recording this on November the 9th.
Yeah.
So America has had a rough week.
Yeah. So we wanted something a little fluff, especially after the auction.
Era.
The auction was like
a lot.
And it was a 2-parter.
Yeah, we've had some long ones. I think we're just letting loose. We're having a little fun.
And it's also nostalgic for you because you read this when
I was literally, I think, high school. I was actually a teenager baby when I read this. And I remember thinking, oh my God, how cute. And I never, I've seen a lot of fan art around it now, but I've never read it again. This is literally my second reread. And no regrets. I think, it's the nostalgia of it all. Yeah, it's just a fluffy piece.
Yeah.
We're taking a little breaksy. It's giving Thanksgiving vibes.
Yeah. But before we get into Thanksgiving vibes, if you could have used some magic in the past 2 weeks, what would you have used?
I think I would have loved a cleaning spell. Because
Scourgify?
Yeah, Scourgify. What is a neatify apartmento? This is so embarrassing. I need to look up the Latin.
But there's no Latin for apartment.
Room. I'm not going to call it a house.
But yeah, so you've been in your cleaning phase?
No, I have been out of a cleaning phase.
Oh,
and I would love to not clean, but have a clean space.
Yeah, just like wave your wand.
Or just, yeah.
Yeah, that's like when I watched Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets with my mom, and she saw like in the Burrow where like the dishes are being washed by herself.
Yeah.
Like, wow, this is great. Would love for that to be my life.
That was the one time brown moms were like, Harry Potter's making some sense. You should learn a thing or
They're
two.
They're on to something.
This is actually
Maybe magic
not bad.
Is that
Like, do I actually believe in magic? That was when they were converted. Draco uses cleaning spells in this fic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Neha, if you could have used a little bit of magic in your life the last couple of weeks, what would it be? And why?
Okay, so I know last week I said a time turner so that I could go back in time. I would also like to use a time turner, but to go forward. I don't know if time turners can do that.
I think you can, trouble something about time.
He didn't use a time turner.
Forward.
He used a tempest mortem or whatever. No. He used a thingy.
The veil.
Yeah, I don't know. But I would like to have a time turner that specifically can go forward.
Maybe you
forward.
Need a tempest mortem and not a time turner.
I think tempest mortem is like how they...
You need that thing they use
check
in Infinity
time
Wars?
With their wand.
When they go and try...
Fine, I'll do it myself.
Wow. It's like I was watching The Avengers right now.
You're welcome. No, it's because I want to go forward and go to my Thanksgiving break and also winter break. Would love to do that. And
when you were telling me that earlier, I was like, oh, you want to go forward 4 years? Like a whole presidency?
You know what? Maybe yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I just don't want to be in the South on Thanksgiving, but you know.
Ooh. Mm. Godspeed.
Yeah. But
it's okay.
It's fine. I can't wait to eat my mom's food.
Yay. Yeah. And maybe some pumpkin pie.
She's like.
Some apple pie and some amends.
I know. She needs to give me some chana masala and amends. I gotta tell you.
Chana masala roti and amends. I shout out the chicken tikka masala that
I know. Was
present in this
pic. I love it when Draco and Hermione eat yeah. Indian food because also like in England
it tracks like yeah. Everybody's eating CTM. Everyone knows bro.
Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to
Indian
England.
Takeaway.
Pakistani.
Oh wow. Is chicken tikka masala Pakistani or Indian? I think it's Indian.
It's Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean like we're all the same. What you want to divide us
now?
Right
you want to be now you want to be all the same.
We've always been the same. So should we get into a little synopsis?
Yeah,
I or think, like what this is about. This yeah, fic?
Let's give a brief little intro.
I feel like the title says
yeah,
what it is.
Basically says what you need to know. But if you're looking or if you're thinking about reading this fic, definitely give it a go. It's all happy vibes. It's Hermione just kind. It's a post-war. A little angst, but like angst recovery story. Mm-hmm. And it basically follows Hermione on her journey through kind of like finding her own healing post-war. Hermione's also doing some self-actualization. And yeah, and Draco's there.
also doing the same things as her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he wants to be. Because mm-hmm. he asked to be part of the process.
Yeah. We yeah. decided on this fic because it's, again, like a fluffy one, like after... Mm-hmm. A rough week. And also it's like this is going to be released during Thanksgiving week.
Yeah.
And I love that.
It's giving warm bakery
vibes.
Vibes.
Yeah.
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 So that's, I think that's all you kind of really need to know.
Give it a
cue,
go.
Yeah. Give it a go. cue spoiler alert.
Okay. And, bye. Oh,
wait. One what? More thing is like just a trigger warning for alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol abuse-ish. Mm-hmm. So mind the tags. Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. Okay.
All right. So let's
get into it.
Yeah. I like that this starts off with them breaking up Hermione and Ron.
I know. God bless. I love when it's a fresh breakup. Like the breakup is in the past.
Yeah.
Hermione, it's like 4 a.m, I think.
She needs to read Fajr.
A Muslim Hermione would like it's pre-Fajr. It's the Hajjan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So Hermione's awake and feeling tumultuous feelings.
Because the anniversary of the Battle of Hogwarts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's May the 2nd. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. And she wants to be star baker of her life.
She's like, now is a great time to audition for the Great British Baking Off.
In England, it's Bake Off.
Oh, okay. And I heard that that's what everybody prefers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why do they say Baking Show over here in America?
I don't know. Is that what? I thought I just made that up.
No, in America, it's Great British Baking Show. In England, it's Bake Off.
Bake Off sounds right to me.
It does.
Yeah. Even though I just said it wrong.
Ready, set,
bake. This fic hella gives Bake Off vibes just... A baker of one, like a bakery of one.
Yeah. I also love how in it's not in this fic, but in the Timeless series, like specifically the Great British Bake Off is like mentioned explicitly in all of the 3 Timeless series fic.
I'm a slow reader and I'm not even halfway through Timeless, but I'm also more than halfway through Greenlight.
Mm-hmm.
And I am like 70% of the way through an ever fixed mark.
Yeah. I'm just a voracious Hermione specifically reader. And
I like how you have a full-time job and you read this much. And I literally am on the... I think it's because I'm doing too many things. Like, I'm on the job hunt.
Yeah, I feel like productivity breeds productivity. And
okay, your office breeds a lot of time for you to sit around and read is what I'm getting.
Listen, I'm just motivated to get my shit done your so TBR. That I could read.
Yeah. Oh, fair. Mm-hmm. That too. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, so she's...
Hermione and Ron are on a break.
Yeah.
Like, or they broke
they
up.
They just decided to go on a break.
He's like, you're baking a lot.
Yeah. And that's a new thing. Like she's voraciously covered in flour. I'm imagining like utensils everywhere, like a pastry cutter.
Okay. I think it's so funny that Hermione picks up baking. I got to tell you, because to me, it doesn't seem
so
like her
domestic.
Yeah, her character. Like, I feel like she would.
It's a new take.
Not know her way around a kitchen. Right. Especially, but I also think maybe in my mind, it's so funny because when Ron insults her when they're in the Deathly Hallows and they're like camping and Ron is just like, my mom can make a meal out of nothing and you can't do that.
Right off, Ron.
What if like after she was just like, it's my fucking mission. I'm going to be the best.
No, I hope that's not the case because.
No, out of spite.
Okay.
Not spite.
I don't know.
But like,
just
I guess
like, God forbid that she has other skills besides domesticity.
Yeah, that's true. But I think like coming right like a couple years after Deathly Hallows where like she didn't know.
Yeah, she's like, fuck you. I can do it all, actually.
Yeah. But I think like it's also interesting that she goes straight to baking instead of cooking because I think baking is way more like science-y.
Yeah, it also gives way more potions and I think they say that later in the fic and
I guess that's
precise.
why like Draco also being into it kind of makes sense because it is kind of potiony.
I agree. Yeah, I think he does actually kind of extrapolate that about himself. I think also it's kind of like a new-ish skill to learn and she kind of really funnels all of her energy into it. So basically like Ron leaves to go start living with like Seamus and Dean and I don't know, little bachelor pad.
Du Bois.
I know it stinks in that apartment. There's just dirty socks everywhere because nobody knows it's Scourgify.
I hate that.
That's my hypothesis.
Yeah. And so Hermione just starts baking and starts giving away these baking treats to first her friends, right?
Yeah. She just anybody and everybody, basically.
Like, do you want a pie?
Yeah.
A quiche?
Well, first she goes to Ron at his new place, I think, is one of her first ones.
Yeah. Because they're friends now, which is nice. Yeah. I like a not like a.
Like, he's not an
breakup,
evil,
you know what I mean?
Horrendous person.
Yeah.
She takes him like ganache covered banana something. And he has like an existential crisis over the fact that like they're ganache covered. They're like the craziest thing that he's ever had ever. So she did win. Like Hermione versus Molly. Yeah. I think he's over the.
Oh, yeah.
The Deathly Hallows
She's
debacle.
Like, check.
Another thing. Another one bites the dust. And yeah, and I think later he's like, we really have to start doing ganache and like a milkshake. Like, we can do it. I'm like, shut the fuck up, bro. Have you ever had an interesting thought in your entire life? I hate him. Every version of Ron,
poor
I hate
Ron.
Him. Sorry. Yeah.
And then when she makes her rounds with like her friends, she's like, all right, it's time to bake for the Slytherins. What did you think about that?
I liked it. I like that she basically, it's like a montage of her journey. So
she calls it the PTSD pastry tour.
Yeah, like PTSD PT.
Pastry tour. And I love that for her. I also.
She loves an acronym.
Yeah. I also thought it was very on point that like everything she makes has to be connected to the receiver. So,
I know.
So it was so funny when she makes Pansy like peanut brittle.
Because she's brittle. Gregory Goyle getting black forest cake because his heart is black is insane.
So funny.
Crazy work.
Oh my God.
Loved how Reader Skeeter got like, I don't know, like poached pears or something. And she freaking put verticillium in there. Like, is that? That must be a crime.
You know, Hermione, she has to break the rules just to
morally
smidge.
Gray still. And I'm a stand beside her.
Imagine she like puts the pears in like a jar.
She's like, I'm healing my trauma, but let me trigger you just a little bit.
I stand beside her.
Agreed. She takes like, I think, eclairs to Professor McGonagall, and it's such a cute, because she like loved McGonagall so much and how like McGonagall eats them, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, call me Minerva at the end. We're recreating Hermione's first ever savory bake from this fic, and she makes George Weasley George. She saves him for last, I think, from the Weasleys, because I think he's like a hard visit because of Fred.
Yeah.
And she takes him a quiche with goat cheese, sun-dried tomatoes, mushrooms, and ham. Yeah, no ham for us because we are two non-pork
girlies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we're excited.
Yeah.
I have my goat cheese. I have my sun-dried tomatoes.
The mushrooms?
I have the mushrooms.
Yum.
Check, check, check.
Yes.
Anyways. Oh, also, I loved how she takes... Okay, first of all, she's baking all this shit. She makes Charlie Weasley chocolate-covered marshmallows or something. I almost said mushrooms. She makes him chocolate-covered marshmallows?
She's like, he's a simple man.
Yeah.
You know what? He has too much excitement with his dragons.
No, and I think... first of all, I love how every time she takes something to somebody, she's like, yeah, and I'm going to sit here and eat it with you.
I also think it's so funny. I'm just thinking about like, listen, I know your little secret. You're a marshmallow inside.
That was her message. That was actually really funny. And I think he toasted the marshmallow with like the breath of like some bridge back. I was like,
oh, that makes
sense. She's like riding the dragon, like running from the dragon with him on his expedition. And I'm like, you couldn't have waited till he had like a little gap break in his schedule. She had to take him these meager offerings of marshmallows covered in chocolate.
She's like, Charlie, I rode a dragon like 2 years ago.
She's like, I got this.
I'm a natural.
Yeah, please. Don't worry about me.
They love me.
Exactly. She's like, this is the one I actually set free. Okay, now that I was shitting on her marshmallow, like her dessert choice, but maybe she homemade the marshmallows.
Ooh, do you think she has gelatin?
Can we, are these marshmallows eatable for us?
Eatable? Edible?
Eatable for us.
So she saves Draco for last.
Yeah, and it's been... like a long time. I think she's been doing this for many a month.
I think it's been a year. No?
Almost. Like, I think she started May 2nd or whatever. And I think it's like towards the end of the year.
I gotta tell you, if I was Draco and I'm like, Gregory Goyle got a fucking pastry before me.
Yeah, I think that was his reaction. Yeah. Well, okay. So she's
so like. I'd be waiting for the day that Granger shows up. I gotta tell you.
To have words like right in the foyer, on the driveway even.
Yeah.
Their huge, ginormous gravel driveway. Okay, basically, she's like nervous. She has one last task.
Mm-hmm.
And she's stressed the fuck out, which seems counterintuitive to why she's doing this. But, you know, I'm here for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes a thing. We don't know what it is yet. And she's all mysterious. And she apparates to Malfoy Manor.
And then he
looks at the gates.
And they're like electric gates now.
And she's like, what? Yeah, like she's like, what the actual hell is this?
Do I have to ring before?
Yeah, like is there a telecom button? Anyways, yeah.
And there is.
Yeah. And she's like, electricity?
And then you just hear like a Granger?
Yeah. And anyway, so she makes it in. I think that he lets her in.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like freaking the hell out, low-key embarrassing herself because she's like panting, I think. And I'm like, please get it together. And he shows up later, but I think she sees a house elf, maybe. And the house elf's like, hi, and like very sassy. And she's like, hi. Why is this house elf wearing clothes that are like my 3 months of salary at the ministry? Oh, yeah. Because I think maybe he's in like a spiffy ass suit. And then she hears behind her. I don't know what he says at the beginning. He's like, Granger, probably again.
Hermione.
Oh, no. He says her name?
No, I don't know.
Not yet. But he says it real soon.
He's like, what are you doing here? You know damn well what she's doing here.
Yeah, like, don't act like you haven't been talking to your Slytherin-y little friends and they've been telling you, because now at this point, she's friends with Theonot.
Yeah.
She has set Theonot up with a little his crush.
And I like how she sets her friends up with his friends.
But like, I know. Not him. Yeah. She's like, I'm pretending you don't exist.
And Draco has been hearing that. Like, she's been giving him, his friends, like, you know, pastries. Do you think, like, as soon as he saw her, his, like, mouth watered? He's like, finally.
I know. He's like, God bless. I'm starving out here. He also was, like, saying, like, he's like, he imitated, like, Gregory Goyle's thing. And he was like, yeah, Dre is crazy in talking about his Black Forest cake and
being like, yeah, and Granger is pretty. She's like, oh, yeah. Call me pretty.
And also he's like, she's laughing to herself about like, she's like, but it was a Black Forest cake.
And he's like, black like a soul.
She was like, oh my God.
Caught.
Who told you? She's like, I thought I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah. And then also he kind of like, bears his soul to her.
He goes the hell off. He's like, you've been taking all my friends, these pastries, like all of wizarding, like Britain, like every like dessert under the sun. And I wonder why it took you so long to come here. Am I really like the scum of the earth like that? And I'm like,
and he's like, and I get nightmares, and like I can, you know. Oh, yeah. He like reveal his like drinking problem.
Oh,
here?
Yeah. He's like, I have to like drink fire whiskey to make sure I don't like fall apart. I'm like, whoa.
That was a lot for the first meeting.
I know you guys went to school together, but
it's been a while.
Yeah. Dre, please reel it back in.
Yeah. And then she's like, I think she makes a little bit of like a joke, and it's like, okay, I'm going to drop these. You're in a mood. I'm going to drop these off and I'll go.
The vibes are not it for me here.
I just thought we were going to eat these little
things. Yeah, she's like, great. The first, I'm so stressed. Now I've worked so hard, and for the first time, I'm not going to eat the fruits of my labor.
Yeah, so she just drops off the little basket leaves. And
I think she gets like a little glimpse of him before she goes.
She's like, I know damn well he's enjoying those. And what does she make for him?
She makes him 4 little apple pie tarts.
Yeah, with like a little cinnamon in
there. Yeah, and I think I'm imagining... imagining that she used green apple.
Mm-hmm.
For grapple.
Mm-hmm.
Grapple.
Grapple. Grapple.
He's not going to eat a Gryffindor red apple like fucking Snow White. That's so embarrassing.
Absolutely not. He needs a little bit of like a sour apple.
Yeah. I too love a green apple.
Me too.
Not to eat. I just like green apple flavored.
Mm-hmm. No, things. I do like eating a green apple. Do. I only like apples if they're sliced for me. I think it's the trauma of my mom. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
You know when like moms apologize to you?
They just give you fruits. Yeah. And I'm imagining that she made like a little rosette with the fruit, the apples.
Oh my God. Wait, I have a question to ask you.
Okay.
Okay. If Hermione were to make you a pastry, what would
it
be?
That is a great question. Well, she's British, but I just came back. I was in Europe and in Copenhagen. I love the Copenhagen bakeries, and they make these things called chocolate snails. Mm-hmm, it's kind of like a croissant, but it's like wrapped in like a little snail type shape.
Ooh.
And then it's covered in chocolate, like hardened chocolate, and it's delicious.
I love that.
I would eat the shit out of that right now.
Yeah. I feel like she would either have to make me like a Snickers cake. Like I want a cake, but like Snickers flavored.
You love, so
I love a nut.
Yeah. Big nut person.
Yeah, I love a nut, and I love caramel, and I love chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And I love coffee.
Vibes.
So I feel like those...
A
in a pastry
mocha
form.
Snickers cake.
Ooh.
Is what I'm feeling for you.
Yeah.
I also would love a savory. I'm a savory person.
I'm so excited about this quiche because I feel like it has everything that I love. I love goat's cheese. Yeah. Anyway, she goes about her day in the ministry.
And then, the next day.
Yeah. And then like an owl comes.
A bird appears.
And an owl appears, and we know who it's from.
Yeah, and she loves this owl.
Yeah.
Cannot say his name. Owl.
Pleiades?
Pleiades?
Pleiades? I don't know.
Pleiades?
It's basically like a cluster of stars. It's like a constellation.
Ooh.
So it's a black owl. black ancient family. Most noble house in ancient black house. Owl.
That was an amalgamation of lots of pureblood words.
Pleiades. And then, but actually, wait, like on a tangent, but like, you know, the name Sureya, it's Pleiades, but.
No effing way. But in Urdu, like the Pakistani clothing brand.
Yeah.
I might name my daughter that. To bring Draco into the room with us. Okay. What is the female Urdu version? No, what is the Urdu version of Cassiopeia? That's what I would love to know.
Cassie.
Ew. I guess that's not on my list.
Oh yeah, and then
emails her.
The note is like so informal. It's just, but it's just like in perfect script. Like Y4.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what it says?
Yeah, just Y4 ?
Yeah. Like, and she knows exactly what he's talking about.
True.
And she's like, I know exactly who this is from. I know what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. They get each other.
Yeah, I know. They're on the same exact wavelength, meant to be. And she's just like, because there's literally 3 people in your house, and then there was me.
Yeah, we were all. She was like, in my mind, we were going to have a nice little awkward pastry.
PTSD pastry talk.
And this is how I would have ended my tour. She was supposed to end
with him. Oh, yeah. This was her grand finale.
Yeah.
That's so dramatic of her. Yeah. Like, she was like, let me end where it all began. But, yeah. So then I think they messaged back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And And oh yeah, and then basically he's like, why are you doing this? And she's like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, this is helping me. And he's like, I think she go. Oh, he invites her to tea.
And she's like, okay.
And she says yes for God knows what reason.
Well, I would say yes.
Yeah. To see their china.
I'd be like, the way that I left in a rush, I need to be wined and dined in the manor.
Yeah, you owe me tea and like scones. Tea and crumpets at the very least. So yeah, she goes, they're having tea. She like spits, she does like a double take. She's like, oh my God, I just realized your tea set is like more expensive than my yearly salary.
Like, what did you expect, Hermione?
Like, look at where you are.
He's
like, yeah, I paid all these reparations and I'm still so loaded. Rich. Yeah. I have such a hard life. Anyways, he's like all broken and sad.
And she's like, do you need to spike your tea?
Oh, yeah.
I'll look away.
Because I think his teacup was rattling or something. And his poison of choice is like fire whiskey. Mm. Like a man. Like a fine gentleman.
With a problem.
Well, yeah. There is the slight problem that he's addicted to fire whiskey, but...
So he's a little bit of an alcoholic.
I know.
Post-war.
It was just so sad because if you think about it, they're now, what, 19?
Draco is, I think, Hermione's 20.
Oh, yeah.
She's right?
An older woman.
A little cougs.
Cougs. That's crazy. Yeah. So anyways, in getting to talk, and he's so nice to her, and I think he calls her Hermione at one point.
And calls her pretty.
Yeah.
Like
he calls her pretty like twice. Yeah. I'm like, whoa. Ooh. So basically, you're in love with her.
Yeah, I know.
And you want to keep her forever.
This Draco right off just the bat. Bears his soul at every interaction.
Maybe like all the alcohol just strips away his bravado. There's nothing left. He's like, I've been embarrassed enough. He's also, so he can't leave the manor, right? Like he's
probation. I also love when he invites her to tea and she replies back like, okay, but it can only be us two.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Fuck your parents.
Yeah, she's like, and she says it in a very classy way. She's like, please set the table for two, not four. And I'm like, but you were ready to like eat the shit out of your pies with them, but whatever.
Yeah, so he tries to make biscuits.
Oh yeah.
And he gives it to her and she's like
she's like eyebrow raised. She's like, what is this shit?
Don't you have elves? This is the one part.
I have eight elves. She's like, well, it looks like you need them. But yeah, so then they're talking over tea.
And then because she tries his awful biscuits and he's like, I don't know, can you teach me? I think he did that on
purpose.
He
definitely
fumbled the bag.
Yeah, he fumbled on purpose. Yeah. He was like, I have
the bigger picture.
He's like, A, I'm sick of being like stuck in this house. Mm-hmm. All I have is my parents.
And Hermione came with some pies and she looks like a snack herself.
Yeah, exactly what went through his head. And he even drunk off his ass, he had a mission and he did not fail.
No.
So he got, and she's like, okay, oh, you poor unfortunate soul, let me, he's like, come teach me how to bake Saturdays at 9 a.m. every week, which is the craziest part of this entire debacle. Okay.
Like, you couldn't push it to 10, 11,
Draco, you have nothing to do every day. Miss Hermione Granger works a full-time job at the ministry. She's going to teach you 9 a.m. for free?
Yeah, so I feel like she doesn't even put it a fight.
No, she doesn't even blink twice. She's like, yeah, I wake up at like 5 every day. What's
4 a.m. and bake.
I'm so there. I'll see ya. And yeah, so then
I like how when it's the day for them to bake, she's like, all right, Harry, do you want to grab breakfast at 7 a.m.?
I know. No, it just kept getting crazier. you could not pay me to get out of bed before 11.
On a Saturday. Hermione, learn to rot just a little bit.
Every episode, I'm just like, she needs to rot. You need to rot. It's good for the soul.
Can't remember what S-P-E-W
Yeah, is. This is my favorite.
What does he say?
He's like, what is it? Vomit? Was it purge? Like, weren't you? Don't, because basically you're talking about how his house elves like have a whole ass salary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they like boss him around
and
more.
She's
than,
like, oh my God, Maeve makes 3 times as much as I do in a month.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Period. Listen, I'm all about raising the minimum wage.
I just,
what
like,
are the elves going to do with all this money?
I just can't imagine. Like, I feel like we, I wish we saw more like elves in Diagon Alley or like, you know.
Yeah, just like living their everyday life.
Yeah. Like, I just, how are they going to pay for things if they can't reach the register?
Yeah. Like, if they can't reach the top bookshelf in Flourish and Blot. Or like see all the flavors at Fortescue's.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Is it Fortescue's?
Florian Fortescue's.
Fortescue's. That's how I've been saying it.
Oh my God. Did I just embarrass myself?
No, I don't know how to pronounce things and you know that.
Fortescue's. Fortescue's. We're going to take a lap on that one. Mm-hmm.
They make macarons. She's like, I know you have some French.
In your blood, mm-hmm. in your pasty white ass.
Mm-hmm. Alabaster skin. I know there's some, I know you have some French properties. Like maybe I can subliminally make him take me there with some macarons.
I like the thought. And they make apple flavored, no, pistachio. No. Something green happens.
Mm. It's a theme I'm seeing.
Yeah. She's on brand. She did not come to play.
No.
So they make these macarons and he is like struggling, but they're like standing really close to each other. Ooh. And like he is like, he says her name a lot and he's like not hesitant about touching her.
Yeah. Do you think like cooking or baking together is like a, not like, like a sexy slash like
an aphrodisiac,
a heated thing?
No, I'm sorry. I'm just
stressed
thinking about how much I'm trying so hard to not make a mess.
Yeah.
And the other person might be making a mess.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, who's cleaning that?
I'm a messy person. And also I would probably be hungry and I would probably be like, you're not following it the way that I'm following it.
I am not a recipe follower.
But so I will say I do like cooking improvise. With my husband.
Yeah.
When we're like jointly doing a thing, but I hate it when I have to teach him a thing.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
You know, like I hate that I had to teach him how to use a rice cooker. Like that's embarrassing. But no, I feel like Hermione would probably like the
she'd be like, yeah, let me teach you how the electricity works right now, right here in this rice cooker.
What if she like came over with like her KitchenAid and she's like, look how expensive this is, I get to impress him. And then there's
Does
no
she
electricity
own a KitchenAid? She just has a spell for that. She bread mixio.
I wish that like we saw a little bit more of like what it's like to cook and bake with magic, because I think,
oh my gosh, agreed.
I think like for us it's like a laborious job, or like it's like very hands-on, or like it's very like, I wonder if she was like, no, we're gonna do this the Muggle way, mm-hmm. or how
like,
or
they pipe the Muggle way, but she draws even circles for these macarons, I think, with her wand.
Yeah, like I wish that, like, I feel like the visual would have been interesting. I also feel like because she's using magic, you're cutting the time
a lot. And I bet each baker slash magical cook has like different shortcuts that they prefer to use.
Yeah. And it's, oh my God, the cookbooks would be interesting.
The cookbooks would be crazy. Yeah.
I also think because they're cutting the time, I'm like, do you really need to do this at 9 a.m.?
Yeah. No, let's circle back to that, because this is easily not a 6-hour job like usual, but I don't know. She's there all day.
So Draco cuts himself and Hermione heals him with the Vulnera Senentor.
Senentor.
Which is the...
They're like thinking about Snape.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Snape used.
Yep, on Draco.
And they talk about Sectum Sempra. I always kind of... I feel like I always forget how much of a big deal it was for Harry to use Sectum Sempra until I'm like reading a fanfic about Draco and how he was affected by it.
Traumatized.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm just like always so shocked that Hermione was so pissed. I'm like, damn, I didn't know you cared that much.
Was she pissed in...
In canon? Yeah, she was so pissed.
Because she was like, you don't know what it was.
Yeah, and also I'm just like, are you pissed that he used the spell and he didn't talk to you about it? Like, you're just mostly you're pissed about the book, all right?
Yeah, you know Hermione doesn't like to not be in the loop.
Yeah, she hates to not know a thing.
And she was also right, because she was like, I don't think this book is great.
You're right.
But I also
felt
think
the vibes.
She felt the vibes because Harry was out potioning
her. Yeah, she was like, anything that makes him grade higher than me must be evil. That
they keep baking. And what's so interesting is that Narcissa and Lucius are just like chill. Like I like how
she like knows that they know.
Yeah, she's like, "Where are your parents?" And he's like, "Oh, they're upstairs.
They're around. They're like damn near in a different zip code with how big this house is." Yeah, don't worry.
Literally, don't they're worry. Fine.
Yeah, you're okay here. He makes macarons like 60 times. I'm just kidding. Like 2 to 3 times. And I'm like, that's enough. Make something new, please. But apparently these macarons are amazing because Theo like talks about how he like damn. Well, I think Draco is like, yeah, Theo went through like a canister of my macarons.
And Theo has taste.
Yeah. So like in between her little Draco baking days, she's out more with her friends. She's hanging out with Theo. She introduces Theo and his like new beau, Eric, that she set up to her friends. And they're like, you're teaching Draco Malfoy how to bake. That's kind of weird. I think this is like, I think Theo clocks that she thinks he's fine.
Yeah.
But that's just, like, she's not admitting it to herself, obviously, because she lives in delusion.
Yeah. Also previously, Draco mentions the Cruciatus and she like
freaks out. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's talking about how she set up Eric and Theo, right? And he's like, you're friends with Theo? And she's like, yeah. Do you have a problem with that? And she's wondering if he's like, you set up Theo and Eric? She's like, yeah. Do you have a problem with that? And he's like, no, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, anyways, they're like talking about Theo. She's like, I know a little snoop. She's like, I get the sense he had a bad home life. Okay.
What gave it away? The Death Eater father or the dead mom?
You don't say. But apparently, yeah, he did have a bad home life. And that's when like the Cruciatus curse comes up because basically this is so sad. He's like Theo's dad like did love his son, but he also loved Muggle girls and the Cruciatus curse. But anyway, she hears Cruciatus curse and like visibly flinches.
Yeah.
Like
thanks, Bellatrix.
10 feet in the air. Yeah, so the trauma in the PTSD PT is coming out. And he obviously sees that. And he's like, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 blah. And I think he's like ready to give her a hug.
Speaking of hugs, Lucius and Narcissa come down.
Yeah. Okay, so today they're making key lime pie.
Yeah.
On this Saturday at 9 freaking a.m.
And this is for her because every other like pastry has been for like the other person.
Yeah.
And this one is like connected to her and her past.
And she's like scared to talk about it, but she's like, this is literally why I'm doing this. Mm-hmm. And so they're making key lime pie and he's like, the hell is a key lime? And she's like, I have this huge emotional connection to key limes. I'm like, wow, okay. Anyways, I think never knew that key limes were from Florida. Did you know that?
No.
They're from Key West or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the Keys.
The Keys, the Florida Keys.
The Floridian Keys.
I don't know if that's the same thing as Key West.
I don't know, but RIP, just kidding. Future RIP to Florida when it's underwater?
Oh, my God, it's hanging on by a thread. Give her some time. California might break off into the ocean.
Really?
Yeah, you're lying. On like two tectonic plates. That's why we have all these earthquakes, which I never feel. I feel an earthquake.
I feel a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, just a little.
It's just like a little shake.
Just a little. Oh!
Yeah. It's like, ooh.
And then you go on Twitter immediately. You're like, earthquake? Question mark.
Did anybody feel that earthquake? I'm like, oh my God. Literally nothing moved. Okay.
Anyway, so then Lucius and Narcissa join.
Yeah.
When they're making these.
She's telling the story about how it was like the last vacation she took with her parents. And then she also just like blurts out. She's like, I obliviated them. He's like, why? And then she explains why, obviously, because of the war. And it's also really sad because she's like, well, now it's nice. She's just gotten them back, but it took Curse Breakers, like, I think a year or something to fix what she basically did to them. And so she's carrying the guilt of that.
We don't really see canonically, like, what happens to her parents. But, like, what do you think happened to her parents?
Didn't like, she do you say think- that? They went and had like a sweet shop in freaking, or is this another fake?
That's really, I don't know. It might be a fake. But like, I think like to me, I wish that her parents weren't in her life because I think that her baking, like I think it would have been nice for it to be connected to her parents.
Oh, like channel all of the grief.
In a way for her to just think about her parents and like make connections.
Like honor
and, like,
them.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's a great observation.
Yeah.
They're not really around much in this fic.
I know. Maybe it's more of like the trauma for her that she had to obliterate.
And she can't really, and she can't really bring it up with them either because I guess they're probably really pissed. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess it's
easier. There's a lot of feelings.
Yeah, it's easier for Hermione, I think, to talk about her feelings when she's baking. And it's easier for Draco to also talk about his feelings when they're baking.
Like maybe they're because they're busy with a task.
Yeah, at one point, like, Hermione does hurt herself and start bleeding.
Yeah.
And Draco, like...
This bitch faints. You're crazy. You're crazy for that. What do you mean? You just... went on a year on the run.
I know.
Ron splinched.
That was so good.
Ron's been splinched.
Shout out Ariana. And her
could never do it as good as her.
No, you can't. I always find it interesting when girls faint because of blood because I'm like, I'm sorry. What do you do every month?
Yeah.
What do you do every month?
I did have a friend who hated the sight of blood and got like woozy from it.
What do you do and when it's your period? She was
like, I kind of just look away. And I'm like,
how?
I don't know. I have a lot of questions logistically, but maybe this is not the place to bring them up.
So Draco just like slurps that.
Why does he pop her finger into his mouth? Please.
The only logical thing to do.
Please be a little worried about hepatitis C.
And she's like, so do you think that my blood is muddy?
Yeah, and this is not the time, Hermione. You're literally on the ground. She's also like in his lap. Why didn't he just like crouch down next to her?
I don't know, I'm kind of for it.
Yeah, and also I think she swears and he's like.
Don't ever say that.
No.
What?
Like when she swears or something, he's like, what? I never expected that from you. And she's like, sod. Bugger. Like
know,
all
bollocks.
These like bollocks, they have all these British ass swears. And I'm like, okay. You're so cool. But so she's bleeding. He fixes it up while she's in his lap and he's like, oh my god, are you okay? And they are about to continue onwards and basically his parents just like appear.
Oh yeah,
like what are they, like ghosts? Like you didn't hear anything? They just kind of showed up in the kitchen
and they're like, sorry, we couldn't stay away from the aromas.
Smelled delicious.
And smells also, like an elf didn't make
they're
it.
Like all these hormones like raging in this manner,
the pheromones and the key like, lime aroma is just mixing.
Also, this is like her first time seeing them in a long time, I think, since the Great Hall battle or whatever.
And she had no reason to be upset about it because they were treating her really nicely.
True. And she knew that they weren't pissed about her being in their house.
Yeah. Do you think they were like, oh my God, a mudblood in her kitchen where she belongs? Yeah,
oh my God.
I'm just like, kidding.
I hope she's making us a sandwich.
And then Narcissa hugs her.
Yeah. Is this when she gets a hug?
I think so. And then Lucius also hugs her. It's just
Lucius hugs her way later.
Really?
Yeah. But this is the first time she kind of feels sorry for him looking at them. Like, I think Narcissa is like all beautiful and regal and elegant, blah, blah, blah. But Lucius literally looks emaciated. And she remembers that he's like, looks really bad, basically. He's like he's
so alcoholism
frail.
Does...
Run in the family. It's really genetic.
You know, like father, like son.
Yikes. I don't even know if is it drinking with him? I think he looks malnutritioned. He's like a skeleton.
So it's like kind of like Deathly Hallows part two, but continued on.
Yeah, like he just didn't stop. Also, like how is he not in Azkaban?
He baked the Wizengamot pie.
And they were like, all right. Also, they sit and they have
a meal.
Yeah, like key lime pie together.
Yeah.
And
she's like, this is what I wanted.
Yeah, she's like, here's my pastry tours ending. And also, like, Lucius eats that shit up. Like, he cannot get enough of this pie. Like, what actually runs in the family is the sweet tooth. And I think this is when you kind of see, like, basically Narcissa and I think Draco are like so happy that he's actually eating. So it seems like he might have really, really been struggling with appetite and that's why he's so frail.
Mm-hmm.
And then like even like he's had two slices and they're all talking like very politely, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. And they're like being really welcoming that she's in their house. And I'm like, who cooked here? And anyways, I think the chapter ends and she's like giving Lucius another piece of like her pie. And I'm like, wow, he's on his third slice.
Hermione's like, she needs this more than me.
Yeah, literally, he could use the calories.
Yeah. Then after I think it takes her parents and how Draco reacted to her blood for her to be like, okay, I think I like him.
Yeah. I think like a while ago, Harry and Ginny were like, "You're dating Draco Malfoy." She's like, "No." And the next chapter, she's like, "I might be dating Draco Malfoy."
Like, oh, Hermione, always the last to know.
She's always, literally, she never knows. It's the delusion.
Yeah, delulu.
My problem is delusion.
Yeah, my problem is not delusion.
Well, her problem is delusion. Yeah. She didn't watch your TikTok, that's why. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they continue. And now they've been baking, but randomly Draco switches, like turns the tables. And he's like, "How about some dinner?"
Ooh.
Ooh. And I think he...
This was his plan all along.
Literally. And also, his letter kind of gets hijacked by maybe the house elf being like, "I'm going to come help you dress." That's so embarrassing. Please. Can it, like, anybody have a little faith?
All she has is sneakers and like a sweater.
Yeah.
Like a jumper and sneakers. Jumpers and trainers is her go-to.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of purple in this fit.
Oh, yeah.
Like a knit.
She's like, she's knit? A purple girly. Like a jumper. Like a
crochet.
I don't know. But I find it so, like, I can't imagine, like, the manor, like, look at the manor and then just walking with, like, Skechers.
Yeah, please not the Skechers.
Some Hokas.
Hokas on clouds. That would be crazy.
She needs some comfort shoes while she's walking the halls of where she was tortured.
Oh my God. Yeah, so she can run faster next time. So basically, maybe and Ginny help her dress for dinner.
Can she just be competent?
Can you put an outfit together, Hermione? Please. And I think they're all like making fun of Slytherin colors, blah, blah, blah. And she gets to dinner. And he has kind of cooked a lot of it. Like, I think he made the vinaigrette for the salad. Like, ooh, a vinaigrette.
Please, it's just olive oil, lemon, and like some herbs.
Yeah. And I think they like have fun at dinner and there's banter. And he thinks that she looks really nice. And then they walk for dessert. Somewhere. I don't know. Like, dessert is served in a whole... There's a dessert room when you dine at the manor. And he's made macarons.
Aww.
And they are...
They're key lime... They're key lime flavored macarons.
Yeah. Macaron.
I used to call it macaroons for the longest time.
I have learned thus far
it's a macaron.
It's macaron, but the macaroons... So macarons are made with the almond flour and they're like the little sandwich cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Macaroons are those little dollops of like, they have coconut in them.
Ooh.
They're like those coconut cookie things.
Right. Yeah, but it's just a nice thing. He's just been so like thoughtful. Yeah.
And he went and she was like, "Where the fuck did you find key limes in England? Like, where did you find key limes in England, Hermione? Like, use your brain." And he was like, "You're going to die when... I tell you." And she's like, "What?" Like, she cannot think of a single idea. And he's like, "Me and mother went to Muggle London to find them."
I just wanted a little chapter of like Narcissa in Muggle London. Just being like, "Oh my God, these peasants."
Agreed.
Or can you imagine her? Like, she's like, "Wait, I have to push my own cart."
Yeah. Or I wonder, she's like, "I can't just have all my groceries hover behind me and follow me around the store." I wonder if she walked like...
Come, Draco.
I wonder if she walks by Burberry, like doubles back. Like, whoa, this is more my speed. You're like, "Look, Draco, it's giving like fall robes."
Oh my God. And you know, like in England, they have like the... Well, just like here, but like they have different like supermarkets depending on like what like... income bracket you're on. Like,
no way.
Yeah, like, so for like a...
What is a Boots?
A Boots is actually like a Walgreens. Okay. Yeah.
But they have so much shit in there. Like, they have like a lot.
That's where you get makeup and stuff. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's like a higher end little.
Love me a Boots.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
Love a Boots. But yeah, so for like an Aldi or like a Little, that's like a grocery outlet or like a Food Max or whatever. And then like Tesco and Sainsbury's is like kind of like a normal quote unquote.
Okay. Like the standard one. What's like the air one?
Like, M&S and Waitrose, I feel like. Waitrose? Is like the high
I've never
end.
Even been to a Waitrose. I've never even seen Waitrose.
Waitrose.
Oh, at the Waitrose. A Waitrose. Yeah. I've never been to a Waitrose. I've never even seen a Waitrose.
Last time we went to Waitrose, I remember like me and my husband just being like, "Oh my God, this is the price of like these grocery stores." Like, what? Because we were so convinced that in England,
Everything was cheaper.
Yeah. And then we went there and we're like, oh, not in a Waitrose. In a Waitrose?
Everything is double.
Yeah. I can't. Like, I wonder if Draco took her to like a Tesco and her, like, Narcissa was like, what the F is this? And then they went to a Waitrose.
How did they pay? Like, where did they exchange their currency?
Is there an option to do that in Gringotts?
Maybe when they're passing through somewhere between Muggle and Wizarding London, there must be a little kiosk.
And the narcissist was like, never take me to anywhere other than an M&S or a Waitrose, yeah, Draco.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. She's like, can I grocery shop in Harrods? Yeah. So basically he found her these key lines.
I want to know what a magical grocery shop
I know
experience
never
is like.
In my life in reading Harry Potter have I seen or read anything about groceries.
Is there a farmer's market equivalent of a in the magical world? I want to
know.
I don't
see any stands up in Diagon Alley. And I know you can't conjure food from out of nowhere. Yeah, that's like a
against Merlin's Newton's law.
Yeah. Newton's principle. yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Also, I'm just like, after this, I'm like, you guys are together.
You're for sure. You're dating. Like, you're dating. You're a thing.
Yeah.
Just kiss.
I think, like, at this point, I'm like, where is the conflict? Like, there was not really conflict
or anything.
Things are
chugging along.
They're just going,
I think,
smoothly.
Yeah, I think her conflict is inside herself. She's
her,
like,
her conflict is being blind.
Yeah, she's like, I like him. What are we?
Yeah. Let
what
me
are
not
we
talk
doing
about it.
Here? Yeah.
I'm just going with the flow. Draco's also like not doing anything.
He's not. I think he's taking what he can get. Okay.
Yeah.
He can't leave his house.
She also realizes that he hasn't drank since.
Oh, yeah.
They started.
That was actually
baking together.
Really cute.
That was really
like,
sweet.
He stopped the night before.
But
they
had
started
a,
baking.
He had a big night before, though.
Yeah, he was just gulping every bottle he could find. Like, gotta make the, gotta
can't
do these
my
justice. Yeah, I think that also maybe is one of the things that she was waiting for. I think maybe she's just like, he's going through a lot.
Yeah.
How can, I can't expect anything.
Yeah, I think it would be really daunting to be with someone who has like
substance abuse problems.
Yeah.
And you don't know how that would affect
their relationship.
Mm-hmm. And also she also has no insight into the fact that this is helping him yet. Mm-hmm. I think she knows that he likes his company. The conflict is within themselves for sure on this one. I think they continue the dinners.
He's like, I have a surprise for you.
Oh yeah. And he just like, can I show you something? Drags her through the manor to
like,
the smaller
okay.
library or something.
Yeah, because I always have
yeah.
a smaller
obviously
spare library.
You need a ginormous library and you need a smaller library.
Yeah,
that makes the most sense to me.
My smaller library would just be like all my embarrassing.
Yeah, like the things you can't take out in public.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
the book talk recommendations. The Omega verses. Anyways, so he basically is like, you hate apparating. And she's like, whoa.
Oh
how
God,
did
he
you
noticed.
Know that? Yeah.
Was
you
it
turn
because-
green every time you operate her mind.
He would notice because he
person.
Likes green.
Yeah. He's like, why is she turning my favorite? She kind of looks like an apple right now. Looks like my breakfast right now. Yeah, anyways, he connected there. Basically, he didn't do anything. Narcissa connected their flus. Okay, like, let's not get it twisted.
And she doesn't really react that well. She's like, I thought the surprise would be like jewelry.
She's like, this was free, wasn't it? No, she's just like, what the hell?
And he's like, oh my God, did I overstep? Like, what do you think?
She's like forcing herself to smile. Like, no, I love having no boundaries. Just kidding, she likes it. She's like, oh, I think it's the fact that he saved it with the I noticed that you hate operating.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then when she tells her friends, I like how like Hermione, Harry and Ginny are like one step behind. She's updating them play by play. And Theo is probably getting his play by play from Draco.
That's like me every day calling you for like
yeah,
stupid updates of my life.
Yeah, in the flu. Just head in the flu.
I'm telling, I said it once, I'll say it again. If we had a flu connected to each other,
it'd be over for you, hose. Like, that's crazy. The yap session.
By hose, our husbands.
Yeah, they'd be like, shut the fuck up.
Just wasting flu powder. I'm like, and then this happened, and then this happened.
I know flu powder is so expensive, too. Like, it's definitely the cost of, like, an unlimited Verizon plan.
Hermione's on Mint Mobile, and the Malfoys are on Verizon.
Verizon Fios Unlimited. We're kind of getting towards the end of it.
Fashion show with Harry?
Yeah, that was weird. Basically, they're going on another dinner. She's going to dinner again.
Like, you guys are together. Talk about it.
No, please, just call him your boyfriend. Also, like, I think Harry comes over to help her pick an outfit because Ginny.
Like, Harry has more taste.
I would never do that.
The man who didn't have clothes until he was like an adult.
Like 12 years old, like until he went to Diagon Alley.
All he knows is a flannel shirt.
He literally, why would, I don't know. Like, Ginny has way too much faith in her man.
I also don't know if Ginny like has taste in clothes too. I feel like she's a little tomboyish.
Yeah, but I think she would like. I think she's getting there, you know? She's kind of...
You're not going to call Pansy? Well, actually, they're not really friends
Pansy's
in this one.
Pansy's not the Pansy's greatest.
Pansy's
not the
Pansy. Pansy's a little brittle.
Pansy's not the Pansy that we love. She's the peanut brittle Pansy.
Yeah.
Which is okay. She's going to get there.
I just feel like Hermione could have done her research, looked at like a fashion magazine.
Yeah, of the wizards.
Or walked into like Madame Malkin's.
Yeah, like give me the latest. But you know, she's not making
but asking much. Harry for help is kind of like
I think Ginny sent him over because she was like, I can't make it. So she was like, here, take my man. Like, Ginny, be a pragmatist. Look at who you're dating. Actually, they're engaged, which is also crazy.
Yeah.
You guys are 2 years old. Pump the brakes. Please. So anyways, Harry's like, can you just say that I helped you and we'll call it a day, blah, blah, okay? Yeah, okay. And that's kind of it. Anyway, she chooses like a cute little black strapless dress. She's got like high ass heels on. I also hate how Harry's like, you look almost as good as Ginny would in this dress. Harry, shut the fuck up.
That's an inside thought.
That's disgusting.
Stop it.
Please don't ever say that again. Mm-hmm. Hermione is like, that's saying a lot because I know how you feel about Ginny and clothes. Please, what is wrong with you guys? Have some class. So anyways, this is a weird dinner. This is the dinner where she shows up, obviously,
looking like a delicious serving meal.
In this dress, you know? And
from a snack
I get
to a
it.
Meal,
you
babe.
Know, we all love Hermione Granger in something backless or something strapless. Mm-hmm, and she went for it with this one. I'm like, you're dressing like this to dinner with a man at his house that you're showing up like this and you think you're not dating him.
Yeah.
How many witches do you think are showing up to his house on like a Saturday night or whatever the hell? Looking like you do right now.
Because you can't meet new witches.
Exactly. Yeah. First of all, nobody knows how to open those gates. You're the only muggle that can work the electricity. They're in like the smaller dining room. And she's like, okay, I'm not going to sit. And he set the table so that she's right next to him. Mm-hmm. That's so freaking cute. Bitch, like, someone takes her wand and like sends her plate flying so that each person is at each end of the table. And then she's like not speaking to him. Not really sure what's going on here. As a reader, I'm wildly confused. Decides that she's going to go mute for the night. And
she's like, I don't want to yell.
Summons this poor owl. Yeah, first like Draco's trying to yell. He's like, you know what? I'm not even going to question it. He's like, I'm going to talk to you however I can. He's like yelling across the
dining.
Pointy Adam's apple. Throat is like yelling across the room, and you know she's the only one he talks to lately. Like, has the audacity to summon his owl to just start writing him notes?
Like, he's not like, doing anything right now.
Poor Pleiades, Pleiades, whatever the hell this owl's please, name is. Please. Yeah, the Sabrina Carpenter owl is tired. Okay, like he has basically the whole dinner. They're just writing back and forth, and she like at some point they're talking about Bruce Wayne because she's like, "You're like Batman." He's not like Batman.
He's like Robert Pattinson.
Batman. Oh my god, the worst. Batman.
Oh my god. So is Maeve. What's the butler's name?
Alfred Pennyworth. Maeve is Alfred Pennyworth.
I feel like it was fun to watch their interactions, but then at a certain point, I was like, okay, that's enough. Like, let the poor owl rest.
Yeah, and I think he got sick of them. And
yeah. Also, like, I would be writing and then I would just be watching. And then, like, and then I would be waiting. And then while I'm reading and writing, then he would be watching. Like, it's like.
Yeah. Maybe it's like, this is their foreplay. this is the aphrodisiac.
You know, I do wish that the messages were like a little bit like flirty, saucy, dirty.
Yeah. Ooh,
spice. They were not.
No, they were, very much so PG. Mm-hmm. But I think. It was funny. I like that he played along. And then when he drops her off to her fireplace, mm-hmm. so, because she can just flew right home, she like keeps the same energy and like shakes his hand so that they're not like saying goodbye. And he's like fully in it, like shaking. They're both just like smiling at each other. And it was a silly, goofy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They act like an old married couple. Mm-hmm. You might as well just propose to her. Right? Just skip everything else. But anyways,
finally we get to some real conflict. We get some angst. Also, before that, should we talk mm-hmm. about how like Narcissa starts inviting her to tea and they kind of have this like relationship?
She's having like a whole crisis that she's dating him, like Hermione is, and she like
as gets, she does in everything.
Yeah, true. She spirals mm-hmm. a little bit. Like, I don't know what possessed her to do this, but gets like off her ass drunk. And starts oversharing to this poor bartender. And I'm like, who left Hermione Granger alone in a bar with, like, all this alcohol that she doesn't even, like, she doesn't even know half of it.
They probably thought she would make wise choices.
As yeah. she does. None of her friends, again, none of her friends know her. Because when she told them about the flu network thing, they were like, you hate apparating? Well, Ginny was like, you hate apparating?
Like, no one looks at her face. Like,
yeah, and I guess Harry was the only one that was like, oh, yeah, remember when Fenrir almost, like, snatched us? Ron's been snatched. I'm going to say that 10 more times. I'm so sorry. Basically, yeah, she's, like, telling all her feelings to this bartender. And she's like, and he's so pretty. And he just, like, he has all these things. And basically just confessing her love. And the bartender is like, it's time for you to go back home. And she's like, yeah. Me, I have a home. Like, I'm Hermione Granger and I have my own home.
All right.
Okay.
Someone could have taken advantage of you.
See, no, literally, God bless that it was a female bartender. Yeah. Because I would be so scared in any other situation.
Yeah, just like the seedy guys overhearing, please.
Yeah, no, literally, I didn't even think about that. Please have some
self-preservation.
Well, she's pissed drunk now. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't relate. No,
I don't know what that feels like.
Anyways, yeah, so then now she has, I think Narcissa invites her to tea
and it's like, my son adores you.
Oh yeah, that was really cute.
Yeah,
and that was the whole point of that tea basically. And mm-hmm. I think she is like shook to her core.
She does kind of like drill her right a little bit.
Yeah, she's like, what are your intentions with my son and all of these things. And I think Narcissa is just like, if you want to be around him, like, he for sure 100% wants to be around you.
And he's for sure lurking in this exact moment right now.
Yeah.
Draco, come out.
Yeah, and he shows up and she's like, yeah, we're dating. She's like still getting there. She's like almost there. Mm-hmm. She's not there yet. Mm-hmm. But you know what fixes it? A nice little chicken tikka masala moment. She's like,
any food is going to bring them together.
Yeah, this is
a CTM.
Yeah, no, literally, it's the spaghetti from Lady and the Tramp. I can't believe Draco's the Tramp. No, he's the lady.
He's definitely the lady.
Yeah, I don't even know why I tried that, but yeah. So he's like, he has a CTM. Life has changed. Mm-hmm. Also, they're in Muggle London, so that's cute. I wish we got more of that. Like, I love a Draco in Muggle London, mm-hmm. like learning to cross the road, like learning what a crosswalk is. As if
there's no like night bus in the Wizarding World.
Yeah, I know. But I doubt he's ever even, I don't think the night bus makes a stop at Wiltshire.
Okay, fine. You're right.
At Malfoy right. Manor Drive.
Yeah. That's true.
Zip code Malfoy. But yeah, basically they like have a whole day and then they're like on his couch and
cuddle.
Yeah, she's like, okay, it's like a huge deal that she puts her legs on his legs, like she's like stretched out and they're like vibing and he's like, I think, like just holding her calf I don't know what's going on. I'm so confused. And as a brown girl, I'm so stressed that the parents are going to walk in. Me, that's just me personally. And then she wakes up and it's the next day.
And the parents walk in.
No.
I mean, they see that
maybe she's definitely was like, over. Yeah, for sure they know.
Yeah.
100%.
And then this is where Narcissa gives her a hug and Lucius
almost,
gives her a hug.
Yeah, because she like gets to the, she leaves him there. I do like how she left her flats like on top. She basically transfigured like his coat or something into a blanket for her. So she leaves like her bright colored flats or something like with a sticking charm. God forbid they walk away all by themselves, like on top of his jacket, blanket, transfiguration thing, and goes to start breakfast. She makes crepes. That's really cute. And mm-hmm. sausage.
And French too.
Yeah. She can't let it go. Mm-mm. She's like, I want this vineyard in France. That's chateau. Mine. It's a chateau. Basically, he shows up. Draco comes in, like, she's finishing up breakfast. He's all, like, morning, bedheady, like, scruffy, yeah. And, like, is doing the whole thing where he's pressed up behind her. And she's, like, she literally is, like, I'm about to snog him.
The shit out of him, yeah, bro.
Like, until he can't breathe. Mm-hmm. And Lucius is, like, oh, Miss Granger, bruh.
He always does it in every fic.
Like, I know you're hungry, but you couldn't have taken breakfast. Like, you couldn't have had
a cold dose of water.
Yeah, maybe, like, taken you a plate somewhere in one of your lesser libraries or something.
He's like, no, as soon as I had those pies.
Yeah, he was like, oh, the mudblood's in the kitchen cooking up breakfast. Narcissa, brush your teeth. Let's go. They're like running downstairs like it's Christmas
Narcissa's
morning.
Like, I think they're about to have a moment. Lucius is like, not on my watch. Yeah. My stomach like, comes first.
Yeah. And he, I think like it was really, really cute when he was like, oh, like Lucius is like, what are you making? And she's like, crepes. And Draco's like aggravated at first that he interrupted. But then like when he sees that his dad is hungry, he's like, oh, are you hungry? Like, yeah, let's eat breakfast. And they all eat breakfast together. Narcissa shows up so late, like a new bride. I'm like, Narcissa, where have you been?
She's and then, giving them a moment.
All three of them. Okay. I think also, like, it's funny when Draco, like, kind of tenses up because his dad is there and he was, like, being all handsy with Hermione. But, like, to, like, make sure that she knows that he's not pissed or, like, that he's not, like, he's okay. He, like, makes his plate and then he, like rubs her back on his way past Aww. Her. And I'm like, how cute. I love a cutesy little detail like that.
I think because we have to do that as brown women.
Yeah, like I need to know that you
still like me.
Yeah,
when we're in front
when
of
there's when there's like old public, yeah. aunties and uncles around. Yeah, you need to let me know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then they all have a breakfast together. Narcissa gives her a hug and then Lucius gives her like a one-armed side hug.
You can tell that he was like he like,
what's the procedure?
He takes a deep breath, like hesitates, and it's just like gives her a side hug.
Yeah, he's just like awkward as fuck.
And Draco and Hermione are like, what the fuck just happened?
He's like, did both of my parents hug you? That's insane.
I like how Draco's like, I don't think he's ever hugged me.
Yeah, he's like, should I start my daddy issue tangent right here, right now? Yeah. Is it too soon? No.
Yeah.
But basically Draco can apparate soon because his probation is ending.
Yay.
And or something like that. Or he can operate soon, but not yet, right? But basically, they officially decide to go on a date. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'll take care of everything. And at breakfast, he had been like asking his mom, oh, is it ready? Did you do this thing? And did you set this up? And she's like giving mysterious answers. Mm-hmm. And I'm really confused. Hermione's really confused.
And we're confused.
You're confused. I'm confused, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the next chapter she realizes she's like, how should I dress? Blah, blah, blah. And she's dressed for this date. And he takes her to France to some secret restaurant thing. I have a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. Apparently Nicholas Flamel went there. I don't know. Nicholas Flamel was an unexpected.
You know what? We all knew they were going to go to France.
Yeah, they had to go to France. Like, were they going to go? Yeah. Wait and hope. Hermione Granger went to Italy. These two go to France.
Also, it's like, she's like, I've been cooking.
So one or the other.
Like, yeah, I've been baking.
The culinary.
French things. Like, I need how.
Of cuisine.
How much more do I have to do for you to get the hint?
Yeah. She's like, take me to a fine dining restaurant, please.
How do you say por favor? Oh, take me to a
s'il vous plaît. He have to book very fine dining.
Very fine.
I don't do last minute dates. I don't do coffee dates. I don't do walking dates.
Slay.
Yeah, so they're there. Mm-hmm. They're having a great... I think they're both really nervous.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of weird. And also...
I like how she wasn't making it official until he's like, can you operate? Can you get out of this like probation? Yeah. Like, I need to make sure your substance abuse is in check and your legal...
Well,
stuff.
He has to operate side along with her mm-hmm. to Diagon Alley to get their port key because he can't yet. But she knows that it's coming.
It's
up.
Coming. It's coming.
It's he's
wrapping it
the
up.
The light is at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
At this, she can see the light. Mm-hmm. And they're having a good time. In comes fucking Ron Weasley, it's the like, bane of my actual existence.
And I didn't even mind him in the beginning. And it's just like in the end, he decides to just be a prick for no reason. Doesn't he
why
call?
Is he so pissed?
Why is he so pissed? And he's like, that's my girlfriend. First of all, what are you doing in France? Like, we both know you have no business being there.
Well, he's at like a dinner with his family to celebrate some... something.
I can't imagine the Weasleys in France.
I think they're not paying.
Oh, kidding. Maybe like Fleur like set this stuff up.
Yeah, I think Fleur set this up for like her baby. I don't know. Something, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that like while he's on a tirade, like the rest of his family is behind him and Molly is like, you just embarrassed the hell out of me, you stupid boy. And I'm like, God, yes. Like, I love that you're not obsessed with your son.
Yeah, basically Ron just like verbally assaults Malfoy, like cannot handle that him and verbally assaults Hermione, calls her like a little slag. Hate that.
Ew.
I know.
She's better than me.
Yeah. No, well, I wish she was a little bit better because I don't think she like defends Draco or herself here.
True.
I think like Draco like defends her and then like leaves, right?
Yeah, he only reacts when Ron starts insulting her. Mm-hmm. Like he takes everything that he says. And also obviously is spiraling because, you know, he's been on an identity journey mm-hmm. this year. Mm-hmm. And obviously that really set him back. And Ron was a piece of shit and said disgusting things. And then, I think like it surprised me because I think the next chapter after she leaves Ron, they're like, I think she yells at him a little, but not really. She just like leaves. And he tells her, Draco tells Hermione to go home with him. And she is like, over my dead body, am I going home with him?
Yeah.
Like, slay. Mm-hmm. And I think like the next chapter is literally she's baking Ron something. And I'm like,
why? Why did she do that?
I don't want him to eat another thing that made you made ever again, actually.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
I think this is her healing from her.
Why is she the one who always has to...
Do the work.
Yeah. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But I think that she's the better person.
No, literally. And I think this is her, like, part of her process post.
This is a breakup.
Yeah, this is, like, her doing, like, closure. Mm-hmm. And
also, Draco has not reached out to her for, like, days.
It's been so... No, yeah, it's been, like, I think over a week.
Yeah.
And so she's really sad about that, but she's giving him time.
But I also think why would she think that Draco would reach out to her? I think he's the one who kind of like laid it all out there. And Ron also just like he did put like the elephant in the room like that they hadn't addressed yet, where like he is like an ex-Death Eater or whatever. And she is like this golden girl. Like they have to get over those like initial issues because right away they just started like being friends and like started talking.
Yeah,
you know?
Like they didn't face the music, so to speak.
Yeah, even though they kind of like bared like the souls a little bit, they didn't really have like a real conversation. And also like because he was on house arrest and they're like in mm-hmm. this little bubble, like they also didn't face any repercussions about like social circles and stuff. So I think like obviously it's just natural for Draco to retreat mm-hmm. and make Hermione, as she does, like do the first move. I just wish she was baking Draco things. Like, why is she baking Ron things?
I know. Why? I forget what she even makes him.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I hope he chokes on it. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I guess she gets like her closure out of him, kind of. Like, basically, she explains, A, like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not together. Mm-hmm. And also, I hate how Ron is like, you look so pretty. Like, after their fight, like, is kind of over and they've talked, he's like, he's like, I haven't seen you look this pretty. And also she gets, she gets to his apartment. It's disgusting. I was so right about that.
You're so right.
I called that shit. Hermione, I told you so at the beginning of this episode.
I know. Listen to us, I know.
Yeah. Basically, she has to scourgify like a little corner because there's shit everywhere. Ew, disgusting. And I'm like, oh my God. And then she, I guess, as a consolation, she makes him a meat pie. Like, she makes him dinner, basically. It's a very, very, like, British thing. Like, mm-hmm. a meat pie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, are you sure? Like, you're kind of better at these things. Like, fuck off. And she's like, no, I made dinner. You can heat it up and serve it to us.
Right.
And also, this is where she's like, yeah, I don't have to tell Draco to do these things. Like, he does the spells to clean up. Like, I don't need to tell him that, like, these things go in, the dishes have to go in the sink, blah, blah, blah. Like,
a man.
I'm like, slay, a domestic king.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, so her and Ron are fine. I still hate him. We're moving on. That's how I feel about that.
Yeah.
And then she's like, it's been long enough.
Yeah.
We need to sort this out. And so she finally treks all the way back to Malfoy Manor. Oh, because one day she tries the flu connection and he disconnected it.
Oh my God.
Why did he do that?
He's dramatic.
Yeah, he like low-key blocked her.
He's like,
don't look at my Instagram stories.
He's like, if you want to reach out to me, you have to email me.
You're going to have to talk to Theo.
Yeah.
Or Pansy.
Or operate to my house.
Yeah. So she chooses option C. And mm-hmm. she like has. And I think like this time, I think like the way the writer always says that she feels icky after operating. Like this time she feels, it doesn't say that. So I'm assuming, taking that as like, mm-hmm. it's another part of her that's doing a little bit better.
Yeah. As of late. She has a mission.
Yeah, she's also otherwise. Yeah, her brain isn't worried about other things.
Yeah.
So that's also.
Oh my God, cured.
Yeah. When you have bigger fish to fry. Yeah. Yeah. So basically, she goes, she has to go through the electric gates, and he's like, oh my God, like, who let you in? Blah, 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 blah. And she's like, we have to talk. And like, they have to yell at each other, and they yell at each other. And he's like, I am all those things that Weasley said about me. And she's like, no, you're not. And he's like, I'm horrible. And she's like, you're so great. Uh-huh. I don't know what else they say, but I think.
They hash it out.
Yeah. And he's like, I do like how he's like, what the fuck am I going to, like, what do I have to show for myself? Like, what am I going to do? Like, you're going to do all these things. And she's like, well, what do you want to do? Like, you like potions. Why don't you, like, let's redo our nukes. Like,
oh, yeah.
And I really liked that. And he was like, nobody, like, how am I? I was like harboring a maniacal murderer the last years of like pre-probation.
You were like doing that adjacent.
Yeah, I know. Like, please cut yourself some slack, Draco. Okay? It's not that serious. It was your dad.
Yeah.
That's why he's emaciated. No, but yeah. So she's like, no, I'm going to make you study guides. And he's like, what?
I like how she's just like, oh, if you want to, like, he's like, what is that face or whatever? Yeah. And she's like, oh, all I'm like color coding our like,
yeah,
study
like
guides.
In my head. Yeah. So I think they kind of just like abruptly end their fight or they come to a conclusion.
And
then
it comes to a spicy conclusion.
Yeah. And then they're just all over each other. All the buildup, it really peaked. Like they went from no kiss. I was like, come on, get your hands off this man's belt loop. Like, you just had your first kiss. Your parents are really not in the picture, huh? Just kidding. She's like 20. Whatever.
Leave her alone.
Okay, sorry.
All of those pies and baking, that was all the foreplay.
Really, yeah, it really the wound them up. And I like how at one point they're like, yeah, what is this? It's around 7 or 8. I'm like,
oh my God.
This is literally like the college horn dog phase that they didn't get to have. Like,
oh my
this
God.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
The baking, it really does. What is in her fucking pies? Like crack? And
like,
it's maybe in there. Yeah, maybe's in there, like putting
some maca root.
Yeah. Like spiking their shit with like emergentia.
How does it end?
Basically, I think it's like the next anniversary of the Battle of Hogwarts. And mm-hmm. I love this because Hermione like sets up kind of it, okay, I'm calling it their coming out party because they go as a couple, but they call up like everybody from their year. There's all these people from the war, from both sides of the war, which is really nice. And I was thinking this the whole fic, like, love your PTSD pastry tour, maybe some therapy.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is where she has like pamphlets out about PTSD and what it is. And, you know, it's a new concept for these wizards.
Yeah.
This is only their second war. It's crazy. But yeah, so she's like educating people, I think, and like doing some good in the world. And then they're also waiting. They've done their like new result thing. They're waiting on their new results because they both took them. And he is like so stressed, and she's like, it doesn't matter, like, even if you get like what are the last two scores, like an A troll? For acceptable or something, she's like, even if you get an A, like, I'll still love you. She, even if you get a T, and she has to like force herself to say it. She's like choking on the words. Obviously, she's like, God, I actually might have to dump him if he gets T. But also, like, it's all these subjects. Like, he only cares about potions. Like, you're gonna be fine. Okay,
yeah.
Like, relax. And so, yeah, he obviously gets an O for outstanding on everything, I'm pretty sure. And hers isn't even a question. Like, the author's like, you don't even, it's not even, I'm not even going to deign to address that. Yeah. Okay, you know what happens there. So yeah, I think, I don't know. What do you think they do with their scores?
I think Hermione's like, listen, Minerva, we need to add baking into the curriculum. Minerva,
some home economics courses at Hogwarts, please.
Please. These kids might be on the run in tents.
They can bake, they can sew, maybe do some dishes.
Yeah, the men need to learn how to scorgify.
Yes. No, seriously, some cleaning classes would do. Yeah. Ron needs to go back to eighth year just for that.
I would love for them to, like, you know, they have their separate careers and whatever. Like, you know, Draco's a potions master. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Hermione's doing her thing in the ministry. And then I really want them to have like a little Diagon Alley shop of like pastries.
Yeah, because
they call it apple pies and other events.
Another event. Ah, like, it's a bakery and an apothecary.
Mm. Ooh. And therapy.
There's a clinic in the back. It's just Luna. He's like, what seems to be the problem today?
Rackspurts.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? That's a great ending.
Thanks.
We're going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it at that. Not the author's ending. The author also had a great ending, but I like our theories.
You know, we love an epilogue.
We love to theorize an extra epilogue. But yeah, this was a fun little.
It's a cutesy one.
Cutesy fic.
Yeah.
Very cutesy.
I'm excited for us to channel our Hermione and make this quiche.
I know.
So excited. I'm
going to catch it on our TikTok, most likely, unless it's ugly.
I know. Then forget this happened,
we
guys.
We never did that. Just know.
Thank you.
Oh. Sorry, continue. Okay.
Thank you so much for listening and being a part of our little Dramione book club. Please rate us, preferably 5 stars, unless you're a fan of burning all of your baking.
All of your apple pies.
Yeah.
And no, 0 amends.
Yeah. Don't forget to click that little follow button to get a notification every time we post, which is every other Monday. And check us out on social media, where we create content quite regularly. Our TikTok is at Dramione Diaries Pod, and our Instagram is at Dramione Diaries. Afreen, do you think we managed some mischief?
We roasted our way through this mischief, Neha. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.